This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Well, if the most the people can use in defense of smoking that it is makruh, then it's sad. Like that's the most people can use in defense of smoking that it is makruh. Makruh means disliked. It means God dislikes it. God only dislikes it. So that's sad to say that this is a good defense of the habit. God only dislikes it. But anyway, so the people who say that it is makruh, I personally don't believe it is makruh. Certainly, we have to be moderate also, even in preaching. So, you can't equate smoking to drinking alcohol, for instance. These are two different categories. Alcohol is a kabira, is an enormity. Smoking is not. At least I don't consider this to be I consider it a sin. I do not consider it a kabira, because this was prohibited on the basis of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la darar wa la darar. There should not be harm or reciprocation of harm. And it is not sort of explicitly prohibited. Of course, there was no tobacco at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it is not explicitly prohibited in the Quran and Sunnah, and it is not an intoxicant per se. It harms us. It causes a long list of diseases, and in addition to the odor, in addition to the waste of resources and money, and it's a lot of things, but it does harm our health, and there is no controversy about that. So if I tell you something, something is certain to harm your health, and I tell you the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there should not be harm or reciprocation of harm, what do you make out of this? You may say, and some people would say that, well, if you eat like 4 or 5 eggs every day in the morning, that will certainly harm your health. But there are a couple of issues to say here. Eggs by default are halal. Eggs by default are beneficial. Eggs by default are nutritious. But it is excessiveness that would cause harm. No one says that if you eat like 2 eggs every other day, something bad will happen to you. Eggs are very nutritious. But what is the benefit in smoking? If you say it's psychological, then we can say that you should seek basically that gratification from something that will not harm your health. There is a difference between between eggs, like 4 or 5 eggs a day, and smoking. That's not a good analogy for the people who try to defend smoking by this analogy. Smoking is basically pure harm, and whatever it is that, psychological comfort or gratification that comes from it can be attained through other means. So for the sister, you just need to remind him that the vast majority of Muslim scholars consider smoking to be impermissible, and even if it was makruh, it means that God dislikes it and it harms the health, and any person like of good disposition would not want to harm their health by wasting their money. You're harming your health by wasting your money. So keep at it, keep reminding him, but at the same time, you have to use the prudence of a good da'i, because the fact that it is your husband does not mean that you should not invoke all the wisdom needed for proper communication of the message, for proper da'wah. It is da'wah. Even though it is your husband, it's still da'wah. So you have to use the wisdom and gentleness that is needed. And sometimes also when you do this like day and night, it becomes problematic, and it becomes repulsive. So do the reminders, you know, as frequently as needed, but not too frequently. But at the same time, don't completely forget about it. So maybe every like 1 or 2 weeks, remind him, point him to resources, share a video with him about the harms of smoking, share something with him about the prohibition of smoking. But at the same time, in order for you to be effective, you have to be also compassionate and kind, so that your husband is willing to listen to you.